Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
657 Medium Way Radio Pulpit. Okay, Spirit of Praise featuring Ayanda Ntanzi. Beautiful song, I should say. Yeah. All right, and thank you so much to Johan Elsman. Johan, Happy New Year and greetings and salutations to you and your family. Much blessings and strong life and health. And may the Father keep you and may He grant you all your heart's desires. In the name of our Savior, our Master, Yahusha HaMashiach, the Messiah Himself, Christ. And may He bless you abundantly. Welcome to the show, man. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. We are operating in a manual way in this studio, man. I tell you, phones are down. What I have devised is that I'm using my phones to connect our guests. So bear with us a bit there. But the WhatsApps seems to be working. The WhatsApps and the voice notes there will still be able to talk. And I don't know, but we'll try. The phones, maybe if you phone in. Yeah, but me phoning out, it ain't working, man. I've been back since Sunday, and I've been trying my best, but I understand people are on holiday, and they'll be starting fixing things. I heard Tony saying they are back as from today, so it's going to be normal and beautiful again in the studio. Anyway, how have you been? I trust you have been well, and let me welcome our guests and greet them, and of course, there would be times when the sound will change a bit. It's because I'm accommodating them through the microphone here in the studio using my two cellulars there. Anyway, let me welcome them. And let me start with Mfundisi Makamu. Mfundisi Makamu, I trust you are well. I trust everything is fine with you, sir. And how have you been? Muruti Makamu?
Mfundisi Makamu,
Stand your ground, man. Don't conform. Stand your ground. In the year of the Elohim's favor, whether it is 1,000 years, whether it's a day, it is in the year of the Father's favor. How? Yeah.
Yeah,
I could not say by Pelin Leon
today. Yeah, you know, I agree with you, but I mean, I think of these things that you want to put in somewhere. Umang name at a pen, somewhere that was for Mumu at a pen of Mansa too.
What
to do? I'm an Umayana putting out Usumai on a gangway budget as Tamban, but that improper green by naked Tambani move on that into Sumai and in cooking.
Kubutang fool, Ubono good queens of the land. Kubuthe angifuni kubonakala ukuthi kwenzakala
and then suka ngaphaya babexolisa yena lo mama wayephethe umoya lona uyebekanilanda thi ufundisa ayishumayelile
ya bayaganga la
so kodwa ukuthi na bakuzwe kumele uzame ukuba accommodate yikho ngithi hayi ngingeni
then what you are saying is that then ukuthi basizwe kumele siba accommodate and then singa blame laba abafaka utshwala enkonzweni ngoba bafuna ukuthi baziwe ba accommodatewe. Yeah.
Ha, angisho kanjalo mfundisi.
Nama ngisho kanjalo.
Eh. Ha, le phela inyalazele.
Nami angisho kanjalo. Ngamuzwa umkakho uyahleka lapho. Ngamuzwa. Sithandwa sami. Hleka le ndoda yakho. Hleke.
Uyangihleka.
Singaphela la ma compromise kamakamo. Ho. Siyaqala nje. We are starting a show. You busy drama, drama, drama. What are you doing? Eh? Let me welcome also. Thank you, Mfundiswam. But you are well, the family, right, Mruti?
I'm Mruti, right, man. Kakulu, Mumusa Kankulukul, and then get an apostle, apostle from Lampe, now Pastor Green.
Yes.
Nabo Bonke, Abafundis, Bam. And I hope go to Umampodi.
Kakulu, kakulu.
Nabo Tatos.
Kakulu, kakulu. I like it when you say tatos. Ngikhumbuza umntana wami ngimthanda kanjani. Yes. Anyway, and of course umamfundisi right lapho ngithi Mruti.
Hayi, akafike mfundisi.
Ah, that's nice. That's nice.
Ngithanda ukulala la mananga la ngadene nje ukuthi bangasoka bangithathe.
Ha, how's Thembi kanti wena?
No, ngiyathemba but kumele ngigade.
Ukuphewe uNkulunkulu kuphile loyo mvaziwe. You have received favor mna. How?
Yebo, yebo mfundisi wami, so I must protect this favor.
Ngani ngokungalali?
Yebo.
Makamu wena fanele uze la uattend discipleship. Let me welcome the apostle Phumla Mfene, she's on the line. Me Tommy.
Hey, tell me, bro.
Orendaso, orendaso.
Okay, grand man. Good to be with you again, and Pastor Makamo, Pastor Green. You know, in this new year, we're excited, we're expectant. Some of us.
Absolutely, absolutely, absolutely. Now, you know, one of the most amazing things is how unique our show has become. It always starts with drama, and Ubab Makamu is in the forefront, and you know people,
yeah,
and people, and people are saying, you know, we love the way Welalo Makamu nikhuluma ngakhona, niqala ngedrama. The other day, Johan Els was laughing at us and say, "Oh, drama again!" It's so nice. It's live radio, and that's how it goes, man. Hey. Bekasha ama trip. Ngizwa bathu se N4 ngithi hey, nawe bo se N4 kusho ukuthi beniphambana wena mawubuya. He was going. Yeah. Hey, madoda. But it's good to have the both of you back, Apostle. I hope everything is fine. The family is fine.
No, we're all good. We're well by God's grace, really.
That's great. I was watching the photo there. And you all in your natural hair, and I say, yo, buna ngoids. Yeah. Banavako chadling. Banavako ha. Hallelujah. Now, tonight we are touching on an issue that we had decided for quite some time that, okay, let us pre-record this, but we did not. Pre-record this. I said, okay, let's leave it because we should do it even live today. And in doing it live, I think that all will just go quite well. And we said, let us touch base, you know, on the issue of the effects of backsliding. You know, people are backsliding left, right, and center. And we see also the deterioration of faith, you know, the acceleration and deterioration of faith. These are the things that we see much of the times. And it is when also obedience is no longer the case. And it's also when we see a sinful fruit, you know, deceptions taking place in the mind of a person, carnality also becoming, you know, the focus and the orientation of man. And that is one of the things that really challenges even today. And a walk that becomes defiled with demonic influences and persuasions, and the disregard of the purpose of the law of the Father. And then also we see then the manifestation of self-will, you know, self-will coming to the fore, you know, and instabilities that would come so much in a way that would bring quite a massive disfigurements which are brought on by sin. And this is something that we see much of the times. Backsliding also is also visible when people conceal sin, when they hide sin, you know, and when they also become spiritually ignorant. And also the deceptions and the backsliding and its effects is also visible in what one can call hypocrisy, you know, when people now start to become hypocrites. But also walking in darkness and the signs of darkness becoming manifest in a way that one never thought would be. And this is what we see much of the times. Now, I just want to go to the very notion, because we are not talking about backsliding, but its effects. What are its effects? One of the things that I have seen, and let me start with you, Apostle. One of the things I have seen is the instability, the lack of steadfastness is an indication that people are backsliding. Now, Proverbs chapter 5 verse 6 says, lest you ponder her path of life, which is a backslidden one. It says, her ways are unstable, you do not know them. We start to have instabilities in our lives, and this is an effect of backsliding. Let me go to another one. In Proverbs 24, verses 20, 21, it says, my son, fear the Elohim and the king. Do not associate with those given to change. Then you'd see much of the people, if you want to see effects of backsliding, they embrace a change that is opposite to the walk of life, opposite to the truth, opposite to holiness, opposite to the righteousness of the Most High. Then you know that, sure, these are the effects of backsliding. Let me look at another one. In Jeremiah chapter 2, verse 36, why do you get about so much to change your way? Also, you shall be ashamed of Egypt as you are ashamed of Assyria. The shame that is brought on by the changing of ways, when one no longer has the first love that they had towards the Elohim, towards the Father, towards Christ, then you'd start to see the shame of worldliness upon their lives. That is an effect of backsliding. This weekend. And then in Hosea chapter 6, verses 4, O Ephraim, what shall I do to you? O Judah, what shall I do to you? For your faithfulness is like a morning cloud, and like the early dew, it goes away. We start to see the dissipation of faith in the lives of people. Then we know that such are given in to backsliding. These in themselves are the effects. We're seeing much of these, Apostle.
Hey, big time, Moruti. In fact, I'm just reminded of the word of God, you know, in the book of Psalms 34, verse 8, the Bible says, taste and see that the Lord is good, you know. But the thing is, Joe, you know, once you taste in a salvation, you cannot also go back and untaste it. You will try every possible means to untaste it. That is why people are going out of the way once they backslide to try and, you know, o ka jang ntho e monate jo, you know. So lo try-a gore o ka remove that taste from your tongue. E tla nna ntse e tla lingara around for some time. But like, as I say, Moruti, the unfortunate part of it is that when people begin to backslide, they are saying, bona what they've tasted is not good. And that's not even practical. And that also brings the instability. Because really, you cannot be stable when you try to untaste a good thing and who deny it. You mentioned the issue of hypocrisy. So you become hypocritical. Because honestly, salvation is good. And when you backslide, you are trying to do the opposite and say, it is not good. And that means you make an effort to really not be honest. You make an effort to really be dismissive. You make an effort to really... And see, but whatever backslide, apart from them being unstable, but angry. You know, there's that anger that comes from nowhere because they're trying so hard. You know, it's so hard to prove a point that is not there. And no matter how hard you try to, and hence I'm saying, Joe, as I'm using the scripture, once you have tasted, you know, it's better those who have not even tasted. When no go a taste ubu seven konzo, ubu sebo bensin diso no konzo, turning back and begin to say it is not so. It's the worst a thing that can happen to anybody because most of those people are very miserable, they're very unhappy, and I'm saying they are also very angry. And you also weigh in, you know, in the instability. And there's no way, Joe, there's no way you can be stable. And I want to bring in also the element of mediocrity because also backslider, before people can completely fall away. I cannot talk about whether that effect. So, but before it gets to the effect, who believe that mediocrity part of it, where now you now look warm, you know, you are there, you know, you don't care
you're
so much.
You're faking it,
thank you. And unfortunately, it will not even work. And then when is that phase where mediocrity is showing up? Then slowly and surely, you will definitely fall off the wagon.
I
and then
you.
Before we know it, you become hypocritical. And then you completely disconnect. But hangata, when people fall away, when they backslide, for them to completely do it, they have to make sure the company also, if I keep down, will not remind them of the taste that they once had. So they will try to erase it by all means, erase the memories, erase the experiences. And for that to happen and for that to be effective, then they need a particular sort of company of people who would also talk with them the same language and believe in the same stuff and encourage them to each other. Can't do the same thing, you know? But Lapan is more like it's a club kind of a thing. But for Milan, I'm going to echo. And Bafun Foster Luguti call. Now, God is good. Salvation is good. Once you taste it, you cannot untaste it.
That is the sad part. Then you would even find them, you know, the effects is also mockery. You spoke of mediocrity, but you also see mockery in that even when the person has given themselves to alcohol, and when they are drunk, they start to sob, they start to become sorrowful, they start to sing in pain. You can hear that the heart is reeling in pain for what has been lost, because that which has been tasted cannot be untasted. I believe that. Thank you so much, Apostle. Muruti Mikamu, let me bring this to you also. We see also, and I'm looking at Ephesians chapter 4 verse 14, that we should no longer be children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the trickery of men in the cunning craftiness of deceitful plotting. The effects of backsliding is that one is susceptible to deception. One becomes deceived. One lives a life of deceit, and then also is tossed to and fro by every spirit that is taking them away from the real faith. What is your take? These are the effects. Muruti?
Yeah. Mpundiswami, ngiyabonga ukuthi impostolo wami ungalele. kuqala
yeah
ukuthi na ngizokwazi nami ukuthi ngigijime lapho sekanjale khona kambe ngiyabonga mfundisi ukuthi na before uyiphonsa uqala uletha i-evidence from the word umfundisi wami i-backsliding ngike mina ngayibuka ngenye indlela kanjena kunobuhle kwe-backsliding and kunobubi i-backsliding angikhulumi kanjena ngokuthi ngingasazi kahle isiZulu kunobuhle kunobubi I'm saying this because number one we have to understand that a church is not the kingdom. A church is agency ye kingdom kankulunkulu. The agency ka ye kingdom kankulunkulu.
Yeah.
Ibandla li representa the kingdom of God.
Yeah.
And li guide ngama guidelines ye kingdom kankulunkulu. And as he guides my guideline, where is we? Yes, we the kankulunkulu. Kuna into yike yayenzeka ngangiyibukele kakhulu ngicela ukuthi ngile.
Yeah.
Laphana eLock Street laphana kwakune agency yase Mozambique laphana. Wafika kuyo ubhalisa ukuthi ubuye eMozambique yonke inyana le nto le lapho 80s 90s. Yasuswa yalethwa lapha eGP laphayana khona GP and the Naked Street laphayana uma ungena iagency yilapha e 6th floor then kuba nabanye basikayo bayakha lapha e 4th floor babukeka babeke nama name tag flag yase Mozambique yonke na le nto le lapho ukuthi na uma ufika ubakhuluma isiphutukezi as the agency bakhuluma ilanguage ye agency yase Mozambique but at the end bazokushayela inye bazokunikeza inye passport already ine visa yokuthi ungene ngelangeli so ungazange ukucross no cross so kunama force agency akho uma abantu babetrade kwa ama force agents comes up ibashayela ehlombe but uma ngaba abantu babekside to the true church of the living God umnikazi webandla kuyahusha hamashiach then ke kunenkinga ke lapho ngoba ama aspects of backslide number 1 umuntu backslide ayo aka backslide angaqalanga enze rebellion most of the times kune spirit she rebellion esikhathini siningi sisuka siba khona kune spirit she rebellion most of the times sisuka siba khona most of them akasibuke lo ku Matthew chapter 19 u verse 22 Murut
yebo
I was still together yeah, akusimboke lapha ku chapter 19 verse 22. UJesu ukhuluma nendoda la. Ecebe kakhulu.
Yeah.
This man uthamba othengisa lezinto onazo. Ndendoda the Bible says ukuthi naye athukuthela yajika yahamba. Spirit of rebellion. Why bangkhuza? Abantu abaningi aba backslider. But backslider because bayakhuzwa ebandleni babatshela the right thing ukuthi hamba yenza into eso akafuni umuntu athi kungcono ngiyozenzela into zami mina why bantshela ukuthi mangenze into eso kuqala spirit of rebellion and ubuka umfana lowo ke wahamba yothatha ifa kumzali wakhe ukuthi kwenzakalani number 1 ulahlekelwe isemini ubaba nomama nabaphuwa abo wabashiya ekhaya ahamba oyohlala nama-strangers ama-strangers lawo lithi ibhayibhele emva kokuthi athathile kuhamba ayohlala ahlala ehlane ahlale ehlathini akasekho phakathi kwe-kingdom lomuntu uhambile oyohlala ehlathini uprefere kohlala ehlane naloko kuncane anako most yabantu abaphumayo baphuma ku-kingdom to the true kingdom hayi ngokuthi baphuma ngokuthi sebaba ready to go but baphuma because bakhuziwe and baprefere ukuhamba bayoyiziyakhela intonyana yabo engathishu eqaleni at the end ne abanayo i-covering kankulunkulu abanayo i-covering even of their own pastor lo babirebela kuye bagijima bohlale le le balahlekelwa yiko konke Mithi Bible lo muntu waze wahamba ayofuna umsebenzi and wahamba ayofuna umsebenzi nje ukhona umsebenzi ekhaya wayengasebenzi wayengawenzi but la azazolusa ingulu azahalela ukudla kwengulube angazi ukuthi ingulube idla ukudla kunjani
idla inyama yomuntu
angazi ukuthi kokubona
inyama yomuntu
athi uyathatha uyahla uhalela khona Kala ingulube noma ungathatha ubulongo benkomo uyilahlela khona iyahla.
Yebo.
Koko sokuthi ina other way. Yena wayehalela nobulongo benkomo ubudliwa ingulube. Ukuthi kungona adle wona. Kini nda yenza? And at the end the Bible says ukuthi he came to his senses at ekhaya.
Yeah.
Abaningi baphuma balwile. Mora phuma balwile bafuna ukubuyela ekhaya abasakhoni. Ngoba ngendlela abalengayo balayisha abantu. You know mfundisi wami. I know one of them. Waphuma walayisha abantu wahamba nabo umfundisi waze wafa.
Yo.
Afere and umfundisi ubulawa ngoba abafundisi abaningi siyashumayela but sithathe ibandla silenze ibandla lethu asilenzanga ibandla likankulunkulu sithathe inhliziyo yonke sithwele bandla asithwalelwa ngunkulunkulu then ke athi lo muntu axhala abantu agijima nabo unokuvela kakhulu kwe-TV athatha abantu ahamba nabo uma yoqala nento yakhe nemkhubanyana yakhe lele ayenzayo even natoday umfundisi wafa sekaphatha i-heart attack.
Hey, madoda.
Akabuya azomnikelela ke, anikelela ubabake, anikelela ubaba omkhulisa kwezwi likaNkulunkulu. So nikela nje. But ubaba sekafile. And esikhathini esiningi, uma sihamba, sibulala even abazali bethu ngendawo yokufuna ikhundla. Remember Elijah. Azanga bulala uEliya.
Yeah.
Uye wama aze alale uEliya. Musa ama-backsliders abulala abantu. Musa ama-backsliders anamehla amakhulu yokuthi abuke ukuthi na yiphi ayenzayo umfundisi erongonyana la. So that yena azokwazi ku-influence abantu la. Aphume nabo. Une-spirit saka-Absalom lo muntu. Ama-backsliders. And it's pretty to take up Salome, I'm a big slider. Most of them. And I'm not going to work up Salome.
Yeah, goes.
Peter. Peter. So, I'm going to have a big slider, go and find an agent. Then he saw you in a plan of corner, not get the GP. Yeah, he's a pair. I'm going Kodwa uma ngaba umuntu ubekuseja kwebandla likaNkulunkulu uyahusha hamashiya kuqabo lwakhe hayi mayethu yo
ya ngiyakuzwa
mayethu yo
I hear you I hear you
ubandla likaNkulunkulu eliphi ubandla likaNkulunkulu alinaso nesithombe sikaNkulunkulu sakaRay ebandleni likaNkulunkulu alinaso igama lakabani bani alikho
Yeah.
The founder of this church, Ute Ujehova, I upon this rock I will build my church even the gates of hell will never conquer it. So the owner of the church is Yahusha Hamashiach. Ute Kubaya says in chapter too. But we are built upon the foundation of the apostle and the prophet.
Yes.
With Yahushua HaMashiach as the cornerstone. But the little band,
thank you. All right, we are talking about the effects of backsliding, what these are even all about, and what are some of the effects that you say you know, which people can look into so that they can be able to deal with backsliding should it rear its ugly head. And you can send us a WhatsApp, 0826572729, 0826572729. Let's hear what you say.
Die mediese skema vir staatsdienswerknemers, GEMS, se opsiekeuseperiode is nou oop tot 2 Januarie 2025. Lede word aangemoedig om hierdie tyd te gebruik om hul gesondheidsorgbehoeftes te assesseer en die geskikte voordeelkeuse vir die komende jaar met hul finansiële welsyn in gedagte te kies. Beskou dit as 'n nuwe begin vir jou mediese sorg in 2025. Maak enige veranderings beslis voor 2 Januarie 2025 omdat dit jou dekking vir die komende jaar sal bepaal. GEMS is 'n gemagtigde verskaffer van finansiële dienste. FSP nommer 52861.
All right, let's also listen to Pastor Green on this issue of backsliding and some of the effects that are there. Pastor Green, greetings to you. Welcome. Okay, I'm trying to connect to Pastor Green. Greetings to you, Pastor Green. Welcome to the show. Say, I trust you're well. I trust you're fine.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. Praise the name of the Lord. Greetings, Pastor Ray. And greetings to all the listeners in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. First of all, I want to say Happy New Year to everyone. May the Lord bless us this year. May this year be for us a successful year. May the Lord restore to us everything that the devil has stolen from us in 2024. And may we all be blessed. Hallelujah. Praise the mighty name of Jesus. Pastor Ray, what a great honor once again to share on this platform. Praise the name of the Lord. We thank the Lord so much. Pastor Ray, thank you so much for this opportunity. We are talking tonight about the effects of backsliding. Oh, praise the name of the Lord. You know, Pastor Ray, there's so many things that can cause backsliding in our lives. So many things that can cause us to backslide. Hallelujah. You know, the first thing that I want to talk about is prayerlessness. You know, when we stop praying, it causes a problem for us that is a possibility that we might backslide. Hallelujah. You know, when I read in the Bible, the book of 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 17, the Bible says, pray without ceasing. In other words, you know, it's an encouragement for us that we have to continue praying. Hallelujah. We mustn't stop praying. Hallelujah. Because prayer is what carrying us through. Prayer is what can prevent backsliding. Prayer is what can help us to keep standing and keep worshiping and keep praising God. Hallelujah. But if we can stop praying, Pastor Ray, we will have problems. Hallelujah. Because, you know, prayerlessness, it leads to temptation. And temptation leads to backslide. Hallelujah. We will backslide. It is possible that we can backslide if we stop praying. So it's very important for all of us, Pastor Ray, to keep on praying and pray without ceasing. And make sure that we continue and hold on to pray. Hallelujah. Because if we stop praying, Pastor Ray, when somebody stops praying, is the time when we start to play. When we stop praying, we start to play. That is very important that we have to know that praying is very important for every Christian. That will help us not to backslide. Praise the name of the Lord. I have another scripture here that I want to read in the Bible. It's found in the book of Matthew chapter 26. Mm. Matthew chapter 26 and verse 41. I want to read it so that we can all follow. Hallelujah. Matthew chapter 26 and verse 41. This was the words of Jesus himself. Watch and pray, lest you enter into temptation. Mm. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. Just hear what Jesus is saying. Jesus is also encouraging us here. Jesus say, watch and pray. Hallelujah. Because if we stop praying, we will enter into temptation. And as I've just said earlier now, prayerlessness leads to temptation. Temptation leads to backsliding. Hallelujah. Mm. We will backslide if we stop praying. Now, Jesus say, watch and pray. In other words, while we are praying, let us watch what is happening around us. Let us be careful. Let us make sure that we don't give the devil any chance in our life. Jesus go further. He say, if we don't watch and pray, we will enter into temptation. But then he say, the spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. Hallelujah. So spiritually, we have to continue to pray so that the flesh won't have a chance to overpower the spirit. Because if the flesh overpower the spirit, Pastor Ray, then we have a serious problem. Mm. If the flesh overpower the spirit, then we are going to backslide. Because everything that is from the flesh is not good. Hallelujah.
Mm.
Everything from the flesh is from the system of this world. It is things that is not in line with the word of God. It's things that is not in the will of God. So the second thing I want to say, Pastor Ray, we have to watch and pray. We have to continue to watch and pray. We do, you know, when a Christian start to become relaxed and feel everything is all right, we have to make sure that we are careful that those things don't happen to us, that we become too much relaxed, that we become too much, everything become too much easy. We have to make sure that we are always, always praying and always seeking the face of God. Hallelujah. There's a verse in the Bible that say those that stand must be careful that they are not, that they won't fall. Hallelujah. Mm. So it is possible that we stand, and if we are not watching and praying, that we might fall. Hallelujah. That's why in 1 Thessalonians 5:17, he said, pray without ceasing. Pastor Ray, even if we are traveling in a taxi, we can pray.
Mm.
Even if we are there in a shop and do shopping, we can pray, Pastor Ray.
Yeah.
And if we don't continue to pray, remember the time that we live in now, because Jesus talked about a temptation here. Mm. The time that we live in now, women don't know how to dress themselves. And if we are not continue to pray, we will fall in temptation because some of the women are walking around half naked. And if we are not careful, that nakedness of the woman can draw us away from the Lord, can draw us away from salvation. It can cause temptation and cause us to fall. So we have to make sure that we watch and pray. Hallelujah. There's another verse that I want to read, Pastor Ray. It is in Luke chapter 22 and verse 40. Mm. I want to read it quickly. Hallelujah. Because I know God is talking to us. This is a wonderful topic, Pastor Ray. Hallelujah. This is a wonderful topic. Because even when I talk about this topic, when I think about this topic, hallelujah, you know, we are now in the first month of the year. But normally, when it comes towards December, many Christians, many people that used to serve the Lord faithfully, they are drawn away. November, December, they are drawn away. Some of them, you don't know, are they backslidden or what are they doing?
Yeah.
But the thing is, the temptations is coming our way. Just hear what Luke chapter 22, verse 40 say. When he came to the place, he said to them, pray that you may not enter into temptation. Hallelujah. Jesus was talking to the disciples while he was going to pray. Hallelujah. He was talking to the disciples in the Garden of Gethsemane. It was about time for Jesus to be handed over, to be betrayed. Hallelujah. Mm. But Jesus was saying to the disciples, pray that you may not enter into temptation. There's so many things that can happen, Pastor Ray. You know, this first part that I want to talk about is I first want to talk about prayerlessness.
Mm.
But as we continue, there is other reasons that cause us to backslide.
Mm.
But the prayerlessness, this is the most important thing, Pastor Ray. Hallelujah. Sure. Every Christian, you know, if I even may say it like this,
every person on the face of the earth.
Mm.
Other people, they are in a religion, not like us that are born again. But they also need to pray. Hallelujah. Because prayer, without prayer, it is possible that backsliding is on our doorstep. Mm. Backsliding is knocking at our door. Our salvation is more important than anything else, Pastor Ray.
I hear you.
And there's only one thing to maintain the salvation, and that is to pray. Then the last thing that I want to say about prayer, we have to pray and believe. Jesus has said pray and watch, and then also we have to pray and believe. We must have faith. We must believe, hallelujah. We must, prayer is protecting us.
Mm.
Prayer is like the hand of God holding us.
Mm.
Prayer is surrounding us, Pastor Ray.
Mm.
You know, if we pray continuously,
yes,
then these things will not come our way. Pastor Ray, we'll talk further and we'll continue as the Lord leads us. God bless you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor Green. I really appreciate.
When the drive gets long, we are there. Listen live to Radio Pulpit on radiopulpit.co.za, DSTV 882, and OpenView 607. Also, follow us on our social media, download our app, and listen to our podcasts wherever you are. Radio Pulpit, still your daily companion.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Broadcasting faith and encouragement. Radiopulpit.co.za. Also, download our app and listen to our podcasts.
All right, 657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit. We are talking about the effects of backsliding. What these are. Apostle, let me read this to you. Some of the effects. I'm looking at Hebrews chapter 13, verses 9. It says, "Do not be carried about with various and strange doctrines, for it is good that the heart be established by grace, not with foods which have not profited those who have been occupied with them." Strange doctrines. When someone starts to give themselves over to strange doctrines, and all those things and stuff. How? It's very easy. People become carried about by these things, and when your heart starts to yield so much to strange doctrines, it's a sign, an effect of backsliding. Apostle?
No, big time. No, I was actually thinking the other day, parking. Katabaya Paul, remember when Alumagin Noch and the next thing he shook it off and people were blown away.
Mm.
And Paul could have easily started a doctrine there. And would have caused a lot of people to fall away from the correct and the true doctrine of Jesus Christ. Because if you get carried away by every new doctrine, so it's easy to really, really backslide. Especially because I normally hear a lot of people that are really fascinated by new revelations as well. So now there's also that pressure. People want to come with a new revelation, and then the end, some new doctrines that are really, really out of order.
Mm.
And if we don't take time to really, really, really and really pursue God, we get carried away and we fall by the wayside. And
yeah,
strange doctrine, it's like you're not immediately swayed away from salvation. So it will fair false sense that you are still in salvation. Because you will still be going to church, you'll still be listening to the word of God, but then like we are those false and strange doctrines on their own. They cause people to fall away. But unfortunately, people will not even recognize that until it's too late. Unless, until Mkhlomong Bafike in a point where now, Iman, something doesn't feel right, you know, and then when they try to go back, you know, and make things right, it will go really too late. Mm. But also when you read the word of God, Hebrews chapter 4, verse 6, you know, when we backslide, when we fall by the wayside, it's like we're crucifying Christ twice, you know, and that's a that scripture right there. And Muruti Green will listen to me very powerful. Because a lot of people, there's this kid, so he's been trying to get them to come to church. So God December one lela variety, the ma festive adulabo. So the ma festive adula, then we will come to church. Because unfortunately a lot of Christians li to have a backsliding, and those who are also in the process of backslider. Seasons out only Christmas, it's on a band sound complete, because when you look and ask people, Baba backsliding completely, give us a million bar, hey, or get short left copy like it. Let me this quick and I'll come back. Let me new friends expose you to new things, and you think you will also come back and then you go back to your vomit. And hang out when you go back to your vomit, I hope easy to be a foodie. You know, it's a mission impossible. Hence, you know, the worst thing that I've realized in terms of getting people to Christ is when they've backslidden. And when you get them back to God, it is mission impossible. Hope easy for it's hard like that. It means their heart even hardened.
Yes.
And they're very defensive, you know, because remember earlier on I mentioned that they've tested this thing and they're trying so hard to want to pretend this, even though they never experienced this goodness. So hence they're so defensive and Baba violent and very aggressive. You know, those are some of the effects. Aggression. Because remember when you're in Christ and when you're saved, Murana, for peace and over gentle, you become meek. But then when you backslide, you become aggressive. You want to fight. And also, you are on the loose, you know. So, hence, Hebrews 4:6 for me, it's a very sad state of affairs. MRL in Jolamujumi exposed on Guti, Umasi backslider. We are crucifying Christ for the second time. So, Asifani, we are actually the same with people who crucified Christ right from the beginning. We are doing the same thing.
So, I hear you.
We are in the same WhatsApp group now.
Sure. I hear you quite well. Send us your WhatsApps. 0826572729. 0826572729. Let's hear what you say on this issue. And we are touching base on the very issue of the effects of backsliding. What they are even all about. Something that much of the times we really don't give much attention to our own detriment.
No hassles, no frills. It's just sounds full of life on 657 AM.
657 AM, Radio Pulpit coming to you. And of course, now when we also talk about the effects of backsliding, I'm looking at 2 Kings chapter 17, verse 33. It says, they feared the Elohim, yet served their own gods, according to the rituals of the nations from among whom they were carried away.
Yes.
They feared the Elohim, but because they were amongst the people, they started to do the rituals of those people.
Yes.
The very same thing as I was saying in the beginning, Maskulum Amrititao. Says Figabantu in Skulumi Vangel, but no, Gogi just led to God, which means bow down, which means bow down to our God, bow down to our idol, you know. And it says they feared the Elohim, yet they served their own gods according to the rituals of the nations from whom they were carried away. It's amazing that at times people still keep the things that they should have left behind. And this is a sign or the effects of backsliding. When people go back to fetch things they left behind, the customs that are contrary to the will of the Father. Mfundisi Makam.
Injalo mfundisi wami. Injalo. Mfundisi wami, ngicela ukulethela inye side ye backsliding.
Yeah.
Uyawusha hamashiyak, uhamba ne team yakhe. Kune into afika ababuza yona.
Yeah.
Uthi abantu uma bangibone bathi ngubani?
Yeah.
Bona la anabo la.
Mm.
Bathi hayi balethe igama lami uJeremiah. Abanye bathi no uElijah. Yeah. Abanye bathi hayi abanye bathi uJohane.
Mm.
Then abuze bona because they never thought ukuthi izojika iye kubo.
Mm.
Bona babe khomba abantu ukuthi abantu bathi athi nina manje nina nithi mina ngubani. Bathula bonke until uYahuwa azirevile ngokwakhe through uPeter. Asho Peter tu wena uyindodana kaNkulunkulu uMessiah.
Yeah.
Look, ngithanda ukusho ukuthi na i-5 rand ne 10 rand mfundisi wami azifani. Or 5 rand ne 100 rand azifani. I-5 rand iyimali yensimbi. I-100 rand inkulu yini 1 and 0. Uma zingawaphansi lezi zinto zowu-2. Leyo 5 rand izorasa le. Leyo 100 rand lela angeke irasa. Yiwa ithulile.
Yeah.
Sinabantu aba backslider bekhona phakathi kwebandla bathulile. Bekhona bala. Abekho le. Kuze kube ingcono lo athi abackslide simbone ukuthi hayi lo se hayi sewihlalela khona nje lapha komama uyangichaza. Ngoba siyoloko simzama ukuthi hayi ndoda awuye kumama uyangichaza awuye kuloko naloko siyoloko simzama nje ndoda buyela kuNkulunkulu. Kunomuntu ubackslide ekhona every Sunday ufika ngo-8 alungisa itulo kodwa ubackslidile lo muntu uyinkinga lo. Lo uyinkinga lo ngoba uyinfluence ebheda kakhulu. U-100 rand iwe ingazwakali lo.
Ngiyakuzwa.
Ngoba lo influence anayo la. Influence anayo la. He dangerous kakhulu ifana ne Absalom. Do you remember ukuthi Absalom ngesikati abalekile emva kokuthi abulalo Amnon? Uma sekabuya, wabuya wafika waloko ahlala la egetini la. The Bible says ukuthi na noma ubani azayo ukuthi azolawula inkinga zakhe, wayemthatha amahage. Amnikeza that embracement azambuze abopha nobuso mambheka kungathi uyizwa kahle indaba yakhe athi it's a pity ukuthi I'm not a king. If I was a king indaba yakho iserious kakhulu bezoyisolva mina uze uyithole i-judgment yakho eright kakhulu. Lo uyingozi kakhulu lo la uwe athulile. Ngoba izinto ezozenza la influence anayo la yinkinga kakhulu. U backslide abantu i teaching anayo lola. Uye la tshela abantu ukuthi hayi ungeze sewubophene intambonyana nje ebova kunankinga. Uyabona nami uyabona adinyana laphana kwesketa athi uyabona nayo intambonyana yami igreen uyabona. Hayi akubopha kunankinga. Akunankinga. UNkulunkulu phela usiza umsizayo. Angazi ukuthi likuphele lo verse. Kaba ko 300 31,173 verses zakhona eBhayibheli nkazi nihlangana nalo lethi uNkulunkulu sizoyisizayo. Akazi nihlangana nalo. UNkulunkulu sizoyisiza iphela uyabona athi phenyani isikhethu uyabona nami nayi indabu. Uwile lo ubackslide ekhona uthulile ula. Uloku busy ufaka umoya. Remember Yahusha uthi uthi kumuntu uma idimoni liphuma alihambi liyakude uma lisusiwe lizula zula khona la ulinoko liza lizocheka uma libona ukuthi hoko aimed uma lijaba ukuthi hoko aimed ligijima ngispeed lolanda another 7 are the most dangerous. So seminkinda yama 100 rand awe phakathi kwebandla amost dangerous agaxela kakhulu ngoba influence abanayo la ba destroy ibandla kuba yibo bakulethela abafazi ukuthi bazowisa wena kuba yibo bakumaketelayo ushumayela laphaya kuba yibo futhi abaphindayo bathi uma ufuna kumbona yenze ukuthi uhambela kuphi uyambona ukuthi noma sekakubuka shumayela ukuthi ushumayela bheke bani uyambona ukuthi uma kunje uyenzela bani uma kukhuluma ngevesi yabakorinto chapter 13 indaba yothando awayengakhulume ngayo ukhuluma ngobani bani ngoba sebamlahlile ngoba sekunento enje uwile lo muntu ubhekiselide ekhona ula sinenkinga yala abantu laba lapha ababhekiselide bekhona la abathulile futhi ungababoni wena lokho uhamba nabo uma wabuza uthi hayibo nje sisongkwethe hawu abantu bathi wena uJohana hawu thina siyakwazi ukuthi thina sihamba nawe but irevelation uNkulunkulu ayikhiphayo abekho kuye labantu laba abakhuli bafana nomo uyamazi umo womisa ibo bafana nomo badlaba suthi noma sebadlile abakhuli bagogobele umzimba wabo nje umuntu una 49 years but uyi half meter akakhuli lo muntu whereas ubambisana nawe isikhundla ukufuna la ukufuna kongade ngaba sewile ukuzakususe yona umfundisi inkinga abizwa kenye indawo angeke ngiyibiza ngegama ngoba inokuthi bayathanda iRedo Pulpite ngabizwa kenye indawo bathi umfundisi phela sekwenzeka intiso awuhambi uyothatha labazalwane babe abazalwane bakho ngathi buyelane ebandleni nonke buyelane le hayi ngathi nonke buyelane le angifuni umuntu buyelane le uyarestanda umfundisi
yeah
ngoba kuzongisiza ngani ukuthi na ngihamba ngiyanqothala abantu uNkulunkulu ababizele kuba akekho umfundisi angayenza imistake but with that mistake mababuyele bohlala abazange kuzokukhonza lo muntu kathi kwe-kingdom angithi naye eMozambique kuyaliwa sesebona abaseMozambique saseyibo noma sekuliwa saseyibo mababuyele bohlala laphayana ngoba bakhonzulu loyamuntu ke bakhonza uYahuwa uqobo lwakhe then nina nizothi niyahamba kathi uma kuliwa sesebona basekhaya sitshitsha ibongo no abantu bangabackslide ngendaba yokuthina umfundisi utholakale nomfazi umfundisi kwenzeka into eso no mabahlale abakhonzi umfundisi bakhonze uNkulunkulu umfundisi uyi-agency uyi-agent uNkulunkulu ayithumile i-agent nayo sometimes yawayenza ama-mistake but you must be home when you are in the church uku-agency e-right leyo kufaka kwe-kingdom kaNkulunkulu unless kuthi kwale agency le lapha akusi agency yakaNkulunkulu ile agency ifana nalaba abalekile onabo lapho ePitori labo sebabalekile badabulaphile baye kwezinye indawo ngiyakhuluma kodwa
yeah no I hear you mfikisi makam all right send us your WhatsApps 0826572729 let us hear what you say on this the issue of the effects of backsliding, what these are even all about. I'm keen to hear from you. 082-657-2729. You can talk to us directly there and tell us how you feel about this. What are some of the signs that you would say these are effects of backsliding? This is what happens when a person backslides. Let's hear what you say.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
In today's rush world, there is limited time for yourself. Your cell phone, however, is with you all the time. So why not use it? Visit our Radio Pulpit website with your cell phone and restore your soul. There you can find out more about Radio Pulpit, download the Bible to your cell phone, read Word for Today, and you can listen to us online. Just visit www.radiopulpit.co.za, especially developed for your cell phone. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.